This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Demisha Greater from NetGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Global Policy Shifts and Domestic Reversals, a week of economic adjustments. Last week was marked by significant economic recalibrations, both domestically and internationally. In South Africa, the National Treasury withdrew its planned 0.5% VAT increase just a week before its implementation. Alongside this, measures intended to cushion low-income households from the VAT hike, such as expansions to the basket of zero-rated products, were also withdrawn. This decision is expected to reduce the government's estimated revenue by approximately 75 billion rand over the medium term. To ensure fiscal sustainability, the National Treasury announced that expenditure decisions will be revisited to compensate for the loss in revenue. The Minister of Finance is set to table a revised appropriation bill and division of revenue bill in the coming weeks. In the United States, the administration softened its previously hardline stance on tariffs and also downplayed earlier critiques of the US Federal Reserve. Now, since Liberation Day, the Trump administration has moderated its rhetoric on tariffs. Over the past week, the US Treasury Secretary acknowledged that the trade war between the US and China was unsustainable, potentially paving the way for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. In the April edition of the World Economic Outlook, the IMF lowered its global growth forecasts, reflecting the impact of high import tariffs and various country-specific structural impediments. The scale and scope of US trade policy and countermeasures by other countries remain largely unknown. Now, according to a recent note by Alpine Macro, the US-China trade war is likely past its peak tension, even though the prospect of a grand deal remains remote. According to the research institution, peak tariff uncertainty means that news flow on the trade war front is likely to become less relevant for investors as data on growth fundamentals are expected to re-emerge as the primary driver of market performance. Speaking of which, in the US this week, we will see the release of the March job openings report. Despite signs of softer economic activity, the job market remains tight, with openings still outnumbering available workers, a trend that has kept the US Fed focused on inflation risks. Other key inflation data also arrives on Wednesday, with March's core personal consumption expenditure, or PCE, which is the US Fed's preferred measure. Now, both these data points are critical for gauging which side of the Fed's dual mandate will take priority. Our US federal officials, which include the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, have indicated a willingness to cut interest rates if risks to growth become apparent. However, most officials prefer to first assess the impact of Trump's tariffs on the real economy and have a look at what the inflation and employment metrics show before taking any action. In terms of market moves, global risk sentiment steadied following reassurance from White House, which supported equity markets worldwide over the past week. In the Asia-Pacific region this morning, markets were mostly higher, tracking Wall Street overnight. This is after the Trump administration announced plans to mitigate the impact of auto tariffs. Investors also evaluated some of the company earnings. In Europe, the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index closed higher for the fifth consecutive session, returning to a year-to-date gain. Now, this despite some of the sharp sell-offs that we saw in March and in early April. A flurry of corporate results in that region over the next coming weeks could also cloud or brighten the market outlook. The rising tide also lifted local equities, with the JSE All-Share Index up 0.4% over the week, with a rebound in industrials and financials leading the charge. Resources, however, which had benefited from tariff disruptions and the rand's depreciation, receded somewhat over the past week. Meanwhile, we saw the rand stabilize as global risk appetite somewhat recovered, supported by lower than expected inflation in March due to reduced fuel prices. The softer rhetoric from the US and China has also supported a recovery in global oil prices as Brent crude oil edged up. Meanwhile, a fading in risk-off sentiment saw global gold prices recede from their peak to a still elevated $3,329 per fine ounce. We've come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the Multi-Management team.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.